I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Joseph Hirsch's 1946 lithograph, Banquet, is a powerful portrayal of racial equality. It depicts two men, one white and one black. The two men sit side by side, and we see only their heads and hands as they eat and drink. The white man on the left holds a piece of bread in his hands. The black man on the right lifts a cup to his lips, taking a sip. This is a simple image of men of modest means occupying the same space as they nourish themselves. The title, Banquet, is a bit ironic, as their humble meal is far from a lavish spread. Hirsch was born in Philadelphia in 1910 and studied art at the Pennsylvania Museum of Industrial Art. Later, he moved to New York and studied under the artist George Lux. From Lux, Hirsch learned to portray scenes of everyday life with dignity. This print was published in 1946 and sold for only $5. The men in Banquet are factory workers, probably in a wartime industry, but the equality that Hirsch envisions here is aspirational. Hirsch hoped that civil rights in America would evolve so that people of all backgrounds could live and work together in harmony. He used his art to advocate for such change. We'd like to thank Ball State student Haley Rittenhouse for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.